This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 59 for Tuesday, September 14th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkinson. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger Tuesday morning as the market reacted to declining production estimates from Statistics Canada. Canola up $5 to $17, November up $16.70 at $878.40 per ton. Stats Can lowered their estimate on the size of this year's canola crop to 12.8 million tons. That was down by nearly 2 million tons from the August estimate and well below the 19.5 million grown last year. While the drought and need to ration demand has been factored into the futures for some time, the confirmation from Statistics Canada today was enough to spark a rally. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil were also supportive. However, canola does remain overpriced compared to other oilseeds, and that is likely leading to some rationing of demand at these higher price levels. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all higher. Soybeans up 2 cents in November at $12.87 per bushel. Solid demand remained a supportive feature, although there were no fresh sales announced this morning. Condition ratings for the U.S. soybean crop were left unchanged at 57% good to excellent, with no harvest progress reported in the latest weekly report. Canada's soybean crop was pegged at 5.9 million tons. That's up slightly from the August estimate, but still about 500,000 tons below last year's production. For corn, a downgrade in condition ratings for the U.S. crop provided some support. The December contract up 3 cents at $5.16 per bushel. U.S. corn fell 1 point in the good to excellent category, now at 58%. The harvest was 4% done, that's in line with the average. Canada's corn crop was up 5% from earlier estimates, with most of the production in Ontario, now at 14.4 million tons. Wheat futures, they are higher across the board. Minneapolis up 5 cents in December at $8.81 per bushel. Kansas City up 11 cents at $6.97 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 9 cents in the December contract at $6.96 per bushel. Canadian wheat production was lowered to 21.7 million tons. That would be the smallest crop since 2007. In the U.S., winter wheat seeding was estimated at 12% complete. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 14th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.